Yes, it's time for the movie podcast here on Radio Yorkshire, where we look at the upcoming movies here. What's happening in the world? And the world, everybody's looking a bit strange then. What's going on?
What don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Is there something on my face?
Don't worry about it.
All right then. Yes, it's time for us to look at the new movies, see what's coming up on TV in the movies. Also, we'll be reviewing a movie, and we've got some movie news as well, all in the company of Billy Banks.
So,
and Kat Marr.
Hello.
Hello, Kat Marr. How are you?
Good. How are you, birthday boy?
I'm really good. I'm really, really good. Looking forward to eating my own body weight in meat tonight when I go to a Brazilian meat restaurant in Leeds. So diet schmiet is what I'm going to say today. And, of course, I'm looking forward to a very large Millennium Falcon cake when I get home as well.
You're going to be like every bloke that goes into that restaurant. You're going to think you're going to put them out of business. And after about 25 minutes, you'll be sweating.
The meat sweats. Yep. I'm going to need, obviously, the... Oh, I see now. Oh, I see.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, look at
happy birthday, Darren Harper.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you.
You got me a stormtrooper cake. It's amazing. That is so cool. I've got to blow them out now.
Yay! Hey. Time for birthday bumps.
I don't think you'd be able to lift me, to be fair. It would be Billy's workout done for the month.
No,
if you had a bench press me. But thank you very much.
Movie themed?
Oh, it's perfect. Little stormtrooper. Well. I've got a card. Well. I've got to open up the card as well. Sam Bridges has just joined us in the studio.
Are we still on air?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It's a lovely frozen card. Let it go. Oh, well, that is lovely. Oh, time to let it go. You're 43 now. Team RY. Oh, well, that's very, very nice indeed. So the Queen... You're the Queen birthday girl. Well, that's lovely. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, guys. I really, really appreciate that. I'm actually... Are you going now?
I'm going now, yeah. I don't know anything about movies.
It's true. He's never seen Star Wars. He doesn't know anything. Oh, thank you so much for that. I'm really touched.
He's welling up in the studio.
I'm really touched about that, so thank you very much for that. Let's centre and move onwards with some movie news. Let's start with some movie news. We're going to be reviewing a movie. Kat's been to see Pitch Perfect 2, so we'll be finding out about that. We're also going to catch up with, from the website and the publication Little White Lies, Deputy Editor Adam Woodward's going to look at some of the big films coming out this year. And we'll cast our eye over the TV movies of the week. First, though, a bit of movie news for you. Disney has shut down Tron 3. The grid is going dark again. Well, actually, I didn't mind Tron Legacy that much. I thought it was all right. It wasn't brilliant. The music was great because it was all done by Daft Punk. That was the best thing about the movie, more than anything else. But, yeah, there's been some movement on the third. It was rumoured to have the title Tron Ascension, but now the Hollywood Reporter has uploaded the news that Disney has decided to halt any forward movement for now. It's not saying it's never going to happen, but it's just they're a bit busy at the moment with other things going on. Their schedule is full for the next couple of years. Pixar and Marvel, they've got a full pipeline of movies with them, alongside Jungle Book, Beauty and the Beast, Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass. And I think maybe disappointing performance of Tomorrowland might have had an impact on it as well. So Tron 3 not happening at the moment. I know you're both gutted.
I've never even heard of Tron, if I'm honest.
Oh, my God.
80s.
Yeah, unbelievable. Kat, what have you got for us?
Sofia Coppola has abandoned the Little Mermaid remake, which I'm happy because I'm sick of remakes. And I think that...
a live-action remake.
Yes, it would have been so pretentious. It would have been awful. So she's left because of creative differences.
That's always the reason,
I like
it?
That one. That's a good one, isn't it? I quite like some of the live-action remakes they've done. The Cinderella one was very, very good.
Where's the original ideas, Darren?
But they're bringing it to a whole new generation. The thing is with Disney is what they always used to do. The classic films like Snow White, they used to bring out of the cinema every 7 years. So a whole new generation of kids could watch Bambi, watch Dumbo, watch Fantasia. But they don't do that anymore because, of course, there's loads more films out there now. But so it's good that they're going back to their old... key products and revitalising them for a new generation. I don't think that's a bad thing.
I agree with them doing it maybe every 20 years for like a totally new audience, but like the new Spider-Man franchise. Gosh. I mean, they'd only done it 10 years ago. Things like that. That's over the top, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's just money, money
that's
making.
Money.
It's not that,
that's
but it's contractual. They had to do something. They had to do a new Spider-Man film, otherwise they lost the rights to Spider-Man.
Call it Arachnid Boy or something.
Sorry?
Call it Arachnid Boy or something. Make it different.
Not snappy.
Arachnid Boy. Okay, I'm not sure if that's going to fly. To what is flying, though, which is the Harry Potter spin-off, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
What?
Which has been scripted by J.K. Rowling. It looks like they've got a star now. Eddie Redmayne is going to be starring in it, which is great news. Potter director David Yates is aboard as well. He directed the last three, I think, Harry Potter films. But yes, Eddie Redmayne is Warner's top choice for the leading man in it. The first Fantastic Beasts film, which is already has a set date of November 18th, 2016, with sequels already penciled in for 2018 and 2020. They're expecting it to be already straight away a trilogy, which most probably will be. Let's
Billy
be fair.
Smiling.
Was that a book in Harry Potter?
No, it's a little tiny
a novella.
Book.
Yeah, it's a novella that she came out with. It's almost like a spin-off book.
No, but isn't it also a book in the
it's
in
referenced.
The books?
It's referenced in the books.
Is it?
Yeah. Yes, it is, because
I think it's one that they use for teaching.
Yeah,
it's in
one of his classes. That's one of his books, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I tell you what, if they're doing
and then
that,
she produced it.
If they're opening up that as a possibility for spin-off films, then this could be going on for a long time.
Well, exactly. But the thing is, if you've been hoping for a Harry Potter, another Harry Potter, this is at least in the same world. So there's something. I can't wait until Isabel becomes of age that she can start and watch Harry Potter films. Because at the moment she won't have a clue.
No. They're a bit scary.
They are a little bit scary. Well, first two aren't, but the rest of them are. Mm. So I'm hoping she'll get a little bit older and watch those, you see. Kat, what's next?
Guardians of the Galaxy news.
Yep.
The first draft is finished by James Gunn. I find it really odd that James Gunn is this serious writer, because I've only seen him in one of my guilty pleasure programmes called Scream Queens, where it's essentially sexy ladies trying to get a role in Saw, and they have to do
sexy
ladies.
Of course, he was the guy
roles.
Behind Saw, wasn't he? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I keep forgetting it. That's him.
He's a serious man. I can't believe it.
He is a serious man. But yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 will be a massive success. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Finally, I've got my final bit of news, which of course has to be. Well, it's only one bit of news, isn't it? There is only one bit of news you really want to know about today, isn't there? Yeah. It's the weekly Star Wars update. And Andy Serkis's Star Wars character has been revealed. Yes, he is doing a mocap. It is motion capture, unsurprisingly. But he is now, his official title is Supreme Leader Snoke. Supreme Leader Snoke. We don't really know what he looks like yet. But once they've done all their ILM business, it's... probably safe to say he's not the friendliest of characters, I'm saying.
I'm thinking like a Jabba in an outfit.
I don't know. It's his voice. It's Andy Serkis's voice on the original teaser. Into the light. So I'm quite intrigued.
Snoke doesn't sound like he'd be very friendly.
No, I don't think he's going to be very friendly at all, Billy. I think you're quite right there. So there you go. There's your Star Wars news this week. Final bit of news from you, Patricia.
I have two. I don't know what to choose from.
Oh!
I call one line. Community are doing a movie. There you go, that's for you, Darren.
All right,
Vince
good.
Vaughn.
Ugh.
Now that he's a proper actor again, he's decided that he's tired of assembly comedy films.
All right.
And he thinks that some of these roles, he thinks they're funny, and then when he reads them through, the oxygen sucked out, the life sucked out of them. And so he's decided he's not going to do any more funny films.
Oh, good.
So that means he won't be doing any more films then, I presume.
Yeah.
I think he's got bang this serious acting. He's in that new series of True Detective, isn't he? Alongside Colin Farrell, yeah. So I think he suddenly realised, oh, yeah, serious stuff. I was quite good at that at one point. Because he was. He was pretty creditable at one point.
What?
But not so much now. The Internship was not a good film.
Oh, what was the film where he had about 700 children?
I couldn't even
Delivery
know
Delivery Man.
Called.
Delivery Man.
You knew that.
Delivery
as well,
Guy.
Another
Delivery
low
man.
Point.
Something like that.
But yeah, now he's shot in dark lighting and he broods. He's decided life is more serious.
Oh, dearie me. I tell what he needs is a motivational speech by Shia LaBeouf.
Do it! Just do it!
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Shia. Just occasionally you just need a pepping up. Just from Shia LaBeouf. You just need a pepping up on occasions. Okay, so Pitch Perfect 2 is the film that Catricia's been out and seen in this last week.
Yes.
What did you think?
I kind of liked the first one. It was really, really witty and funny, and it had a good storyline, and some of the fat jokes were a bit tiresome, but some funny. So Pitch Perfect 2, I didn't set my expectations too high because I thought maybe it was just for the money. The songs weren't very memorable, and... the storyline wasn't very weighty. It was a bit like they'd gone songs, characters, and they're like, oh, we'll throw a storyline together, and then some of the storylines just trailed off, and some of the jokes were a little bit racist. And
really?
This is uncomfortable. And it was just a bit of a disappointment. And I've heard several people say that Anna Kendrick looked bored, and... She did. She really did.
Phoning it in.
Yeah, they had Hayley Steinfeld from True Grit in it.
Okay.
And obviously she's, you know, she was meant to be a great actress when she was younger and everything. And her role's just ridiculous. It's just penciled in. She just shoved in. And this, she has like the kind of one of the main parts. And then all of a sudden they go from being like, oh, she's all right, to this best friend from nowhere, and she's got no kind of reason to be a main part. It's really disappointing and sad. Sorry.
So if you're going to give it a mark out of 10, it's a disappointment there, but there is plenty to look forward to throughout the rest of this year. And joining us right now to have a look and see what the picks are to go into the cinema in 2015 is from the website and publication Little White Lies, the deputy editor, and that's Adam Woodward. Morning, Adam.
Hi there, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Excellent stuff, excellent. Listen, we're getting quite excited in the studios of the films that are going to be coming out over the next few weeks. Is there anything that you are more than excited about out of all the others? There's one that I'm really excited about, but that doesn't come out till Christmas. But for you, what's the most exciting movie this year for you?
Well, I've got a feeling I know what the one that you're talking about might be.
No way.
There's quite a few smaller releases coming out in the next month or so that I'm quite excited for. The first of which is a film called The Look of Silence.
Okay.
Which is a documentary. I don't know if you saw a film a few years ago called The Act of Killing.
No. What happened in that?
It's basically a documentary about... an Indonesian genocide that took place.
Oh, that's right, yes. I think I saw that a couple of years ago, that, isn't it?
It's a couple of years ago, yeah, but it's the director made this film in tandem with that, and it's kind of just like a companion piece. Yes, it's all more of the same, but it just goes into a bit more depth and detail. But it's very, very, very good and very hard-hitting. So that's sort of top of my list, I suppose.
Okay.
We stumbled upon one of your reviews of San Andreas, where you called it a yawning fun vacuum.
Yawning fun vacuum.
We actually spoke to someone who works in the cinema, and they said that the Bank Holiday had been quite disappointing.
Right.
Mainly because of Tomorrowland and how it was marketed. I don't suppose you've seen Tomorrowland, and do you think the San Andreas contributed to that kind of drop in sales?
It's kind of interesting. I'm not sure really how much. I mean, I don't personally follow, the opening weekends and that kind of scheduling stuff. But it is interesting to see how Andreas and Tomorrowland were both marketed and how they both have performed respectively. But I think Tomorrowland possibly suffered from its release date more so than San Andreas. But it's an interesting one.
Obviously, coming up pretty shortly is Jurassic World. Just chatting yesterday, we had sort of like a little informal meeting with someone at the cinema, and they were saying that the big wigs that have seen Jurassic World already are saying that it's as good as the first one, which is a rocky call, I think, because for most people, it's like one of their favourite films of all time. There's a lot riding on it, isn't there?
Well, Jurassic Park was actually, I think it's the first movie I actually saw in the cinema. So, you know, that is, when I sort of say it's one of my, I often regularly say it's one of my favourite films. And yeah, it certainly has a very special place in my heart. And I'm kind of sceptical about this new one. More so just because I think if you try and recreate the formula, the certain ingredients that came together to make that first one what it was, it's very hard to see how they're going to do that. But you know, Steven Spielberg has been on board with this one from the start, and it looks like he's been there to sort of guide the director in the right direction. So fingers crossed it's going to be good, but I'm not holding my breath at the moment.
And I'm with you. I mean, Chris Pratt with a gang of velociraptors, it was the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Hang on, hang on a second. I'm not sure if that's going to work.
I mean, at least they're trying to take it in a sort of new direction. And obviously, it's going to be very big and ambitious, which is, you know, at least a positive, I think. But yeah, I'm not sure. I'm still not convinced by Chris Pratt in that kind of role. I love him in Parks and Recreation, but this is maybe a bit of a stretch, but we'll see.
And we've been looking at some films coming up. Lots of people are talking about Me, Earl and the Dying Girl. What do you think of that film?
That is, that's fantastic. Obviously, one of the big hits of Sundance this year. It's a very strange film because it's, in a lot of ways, it's just sort of very standard kind of indie comedy. But it's also a film which kind of has its cake and eats it a little bit. It's quite self-deprecating and very self-aware. But it's also very sweet, just really, really well judged, I think, tonally and with the comedy. Because it deals with a sort of quite sensitive subject matter, which I think people may not be expecting. It's sort of alluded to in the title, but yeah.
Is it at all similar to Fault in Our Stars at all?
There's elements to it. I mean, that's, I guess, more of a kind of young adult romance, more kind of dramatic elements. This is a bit more, it's a bit more fun and playful, I think. But yeah, it's certainly got, the ending is particularly hard hitting, and it actually caught me off guard a little bit. But it's very, very fun and very sort of very well meaning as well.
I'm also intrigued this summer because it was a fallow year for Pixar last year because they sort of like omitted to do anything and they had a few things on the back burner. But this year, according to reports from Cannes, Inside Out looks like it's going to be Pixar back to its best. I really hope so, and certainly my 3-year-old daughter will be very, very excited.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I actually was fortunate enough to go out to Pixar a couple of months ago on a sort of studio visit, and they showed us some footage there, and right immediately afterwards I was sort of talking to someone saying, like, you know, that really felt like watching something like Monsters, Inc. for the first time. And yeah, it's really fun to see them doing an original story on this kind of scope and scale, as opposed to doing, because they've done a few sequels recently, and you know, I mean I love things like Toy Story 3, and obviously Toy Story 4 now has been announced, but it's always nice to see a studio like that that's so well known for doing, you know, interesting and original, really boundary pushing kind of animation and storytelling as well. It's good to see them doing something like this, and it is really, really great.
How cool a job have you got that you go out to out and to Pixar?
Yeah, it's one of the perks. I mean, it's not a weekly occurrence.
You could have really had us on there. Yeah, oh, yeah, next week I'm just off to see Tom Cruise. Yeah, no problem.
Exactly, yeah.
Adam, thank you very much for joining us this morning. More information,
no problem.
littlewhitelies.co.uk is the website. Adam Woodward, thanks for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's been a pleasure.
This is Radio Yorkshire.
8 minutes away from 10 o'clock, it's a music melee after 10 o'clock. It's a year battle. 1972 versus 2012. The year of my birth versus the year of my daughter's birth.
Aww.
Indulge me, just for 1 hour. I've got to be honest with you, 1972 owns it. Sorry, is it? That's coming up after 10 o'clock this morning. We're talking movies up until 10 o'clock this morning. And the big new film out this week, of course, San Andreas is still out and about at the moment. Also, Tomorrowland. Both of them have been doing, unsurprisingly, not very well. But the big new film out this week stars Melissa McCarthy, Jude Law, and Jason Statham in
The State
Spy.
And Rose Byrne.
And Rose Byrne. And that's all in Spy. Here it is.
To another successful mission. I couldn't do what I do without you in my earpiece.
Head down the tunnel. You got three coming in.
Can you imagine me as a spy?
With a gun.
What? These look delicious.
Cool.
This is very chewy.
You're eating a hand towel.
Just cleansing my palate.
When I joined the CIA, I thought I was going to be this amazing spy. I'm just the same boring person I was before.
You play it too safe.
I just hear my mom's voice. Give up on your dream, Susan. Just to write that in my lunchbox.
Raina Boyanov is about to sell a tactical nuclear weapon to a terrorist organization.
I told you to send me in there.
You can't. She knows the identity of all our agents. We need someone to find the bomb without being detected.
I'll do it.
Okay, thanks, lunch lady.
You're going.
Okay.
Yeah, bring one of your cats as a sidekick.
I don't have cats.
Go see Patrick. He's got special equipment for you.
It's like the future.
You're a spy.
I know.
You'll be given a new identity.
Oh.
Cat lady. Just missing a shirt that says I've never felt the touch of a man.
Jovel! Hey, come on. Hey, mamma mia!
The confidence builder.
You really think you're ready for the field? Leave the action to me.
Damn it! Who puts a roof on a scooter? What are you, the Pope?
You are not to make direct contact with any of the targets.
You are incredibly out of your league.
That's not fair. Mother Butler!
Get your hand
off my boobs!
I'm saving you! I'm a real spy. I once drove a car off a freeway on top of a train while I was on fire. Not the car, I was on fire.
Kind of starting to freak me out.
There you go, Spy. It's out this week, starring Melissa McCarthy and The Stafe. It looks not that good.
It sounds appalling. The script? Well. Ugh.
Well, Oscar. You never know.
I'll always remember the Jason Statham line from Parker in the advert when she says something like, "How do you sleep at night?" And he said, "I don't drink coffee after 7. Like that. And there were some lines in that that were even worse.
I think it's going to be one of those ones that I'll wait until it comes on TV. I'm not really going to go to the cinema and watch that, I don't think.
Doesn't he sell most of his films via DVDs and videos and stuff anyway?
Yeah, probably.
He's the B-movie star.
He is indeed. TV films of the week. If you're not going to be going to the cinema, what are we going to be watching in on the Gogglebox this week? Billy, you've picked out a couple. Let's
some
start
good
with
stuff.
You.
Yeah, some good stuff. Escape to Victory is on tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
4:30 in the afternoon on film
set,
4.
Set your Sky Plus.
I mean, come on, that's a great film, isn't it? Some of the Pele's
love
in it. I mean, that's
Pele,
all you need to know.
Michael Caine with a massive pot belly trying to play football. That's hilarious. Sylvester Stallone as a goalkeeper. Hilarious. It's well worth watching. If you've never seen it, Kat, it's great. It's The Great Escape plus football.
Yeah, that's essentially exactly what it is.
Even the theme tune is The Great Escape, but just slightly
tweaked.
Different. Just slightly tweaked. It's brilliant. Escape to Victory. It's all about a football team in POW World War II camp. It's great.
Oh. Sounds bizarre, doesn't it, when you put it like
that? It does.
But apart from that, it's slim pickings this week, if I'm honest. The Pianist is on Saturday, ITV3 at 10:10. Not one to watch if you're wanting to watch a light-hearted comedy film.
It's not a happy-go-lucky film.
Quite gritty, but quite believable.
Yeah.
And also, it's one of those films that's like set in a period, set in a time, where they don't try and put on accents and it sounds awful. They just do it in normal voices, which makes it sound a little bit better.
Yeah, but watch Charge 44 and you'll disagree.
Anything else?
I've got the first Mission Impossible film with Tom Cruise.
That is good,
that's okay.
Yeah,
a lot better than the later rubbish. And Skyfall. ITV2 Friday, 9 p.m.
That's on permanent rotation on ITV2.
Is that now on rotation?
Yeah, that's the second time this week that's been on.
I didn't know that.
Kat, what are you going for?
If I'm not at Sheffield Dogfest this weekend, I'll probably be watching The Lost World Jurassic Park. That'll be on ITV2 on Saturday at 7:25 till 10:00.
Hey, I quite like that one. That's not bad. That's the second film, isn't it? That's Jurassic Park 2, isn't it?
Is that the one with a big tanker? The thing is, the last time I watched this, my housemate very selfishly went to hospital and we had to go with her.
Oh, really?
So, God.
Bad memories. Bad memories.
And then I'm going to say Tropic Thunder, maybe just for the film trailers, because the film trailers are quite funny.
And for Tom Cruise dancing at the end.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Oh, no, that's good.
That makes me want to...
That's the best bit of the whole film.
That makes me want to Men in Black my brain. and that's at 11:20 on BBC One. And then on Monday... Breakfast Club.
Oh, right, okay. I didn't know what she was doing there at all.
With the air punch.
Yeah, the air punch and Judd Nelson at the end.
That's on ITV3 at 11:40.
Such a good film. That's one of the best Brat Pack films. That and St Elmo's Fire. Those were the two for me. The Breakfast Club first, St Elmo's Fire second, because Rob Lowe plays the saxophone in that, and he looks all kinds of awesome. Okay, I've got two films. I could only pick two out.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was a bit disappointed in the filmage this week. I've gone for on film four on Sunday afternoon, 1:00. It's called Explorers. And it's great. It's one of Ethan Hawke's and River Phoenix's first films from 1985. And it's like these three kids and they build a spaceship. It's a kids' film, but they build this spaceship and that actually works. So they go into space. And it sounds ridiculous, okay, I know, but it's really it's really a nice film. It's good. It's like a properly good family film.
I love that summary. Three kids build a spaceship. And it works.
Yeah, it works.
So they go into space.
They go into space. It's just brilliant. And it's just, you see how young Ethan Hawke looks and River Phoenix, God rest his soul. He was such a little young chap. And it's just great. Just watch it. It's brilliant. So that's film four, Sunday afternoon, 1:00. And then on 5 USA, that's actually a channel.
Awful channel.
Saturday afternoon at 12:55 from 1978. The second film I ever saw in a cinema, Superman the movie, the original with Christopher Reeve, awesome film, and of course with Margaret Kidder as Lois Lane, Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor. It's just a great film. It's just a great film, and when it came out, it just blew everybody away. It was massive. You've obviously seen it.
No.
You've obviously seen it, Kat.
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay. Think you have?
I remember, like, green flashes. Maybe the kryptonite.
Okay. I think you need to watch 5 USA on Saturday afternoon at 12:55. I think both of you need to do that. Don't you agree?
No.
We'll have more movie talk at the same time next week. Until then, thank you very much, Billy. Thank you very much, Kat.
Thank you.
Thank you.